And let's give you some of the details about the immigrant from the African nation of Mali, who has become a hero in France, nicknamed Spider-Man for his heroics. He scaled four stories up a building in France to rescue a dangling toddler. Let's go live to Paris. Jason Walsh, Paris-based European correspondent, the new European of the UK, Sunday Business Post of Ireland, Straits Times of Singapore, and the Christian Science Monitor. And Jason, tell us about the original story and how this young man is being recognized and honored in France.
Well, yeah, it's a happy story for most people in France. A Malian illegal or undocumented migrant by the name of Mamoudou Gassama saw a child dangling from the fifth floor, in US terms, the fourth floor in European terms, of an apartment building. And as he said himself, without thinking, he just jumped up, started scaling up the building to grab the child and throw him back onto the balcony to safety. He said he didn't think about it at all at the time, and that he almost collapsed when he got into the apartment himself with fear. He was then afforded on Monday a televised meeting with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, where he was awarded a certificate and a medal, given French citizenship as an honor, and offered a job in the French Fire Service.
Wow. But, of course, the irony, this against the background of crackdown on immigrants generally.
Yes, indeed. And, I mean, there have been some negative responses. There was a French far-right politician who said that France needs to get its immigrant problem, as he put it, sorted out before it has acts of generosity toward migrants. One or two complaints on the left, but it's from people saying that it's rather monarchical or kind of courtly thing to say, you have performed a good deed and I shall bestow citizenship upon you. However, most people, certainly in the mainstream and on the left, would, the mainstream part, of course, as well, would be grateful to offer this man citizenship, because his act is seen as completely heroic and self-sacrificing act. The boy's the child's father has actually been taken in for questioning as to why he wasn't minding the child. The mother was not in the apartment block at the time.
All right. Well, at least grateful citizens for this young immigrant, and maybe it'll cause a little bit of thought review on the part of some that some of these immigrants can be great people in their adopted country?
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that the debate in France has been, you know, very, very dark in the last number of years, and certainly the far right has been profiting from that extensively. So it gives a slightly different view of immigrants. And okay, this is an extraordinary event rather than an ordinary event, but, you know, a lot of the things we report on are extraordinary events.
Well, good and bad people everywhere in the world. Okay, aftermath of the Irish abortion referendum. Overwhelmingly, Irish people, somewhat along generational lines, of course, repudiate the constitutional ban on just about all abortion. So, what have we learned from this in Ireland? It's become a normalized, quote-unquote, normalized Western European country?
Yes, I mean, that's been the case now for about 15 or 20 years, and there's just been some laws lingering. There's one or two other laws that people are still looking to overturn, such as the Constitution states that the woman and the family have a center place in Irish life and so on, which is seen as demeaning. But this is one of the last sort of major roadblocks in the way of Ireland being the same as every other European state. It's very much a generational vote. I mean, even with the exception of County Donegal, way up in the northwest, every county in Ireland voted in favor of repealing the constitutional amendment that forbade abortion. You tended to see that even those under 50, in fact, every group under 60 or perhaps 65 voted at least marginally in favor of repeal.
Yeah.
So it's very much a generational issue rather than an urban rural.
Well, I did read one article in one of the London tabloids, though, that you did have a small minority of young people who were ardently anti-abortion, often because of personal circumstances they had confronted. But, of course, generationally, as you said, it came out that way. So we have the asterisk. I mean, the irony that Northern Ireland within the United Kingdom is kind of the outlier now.
Yes, and that's going to cause a lot of political controversy. I mean, as you can imagine, word processors among people like me are giving off smoke at the minute with people writing about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's not constitutionally banned in Northern Ireland because Northern Ireland is part of the UK and has no written constitution. It's simply a case that the 1967 Abortion Act in Britain was never extended to Northern Ireland. Theresa May has said it's not going to be extended. It's a matter for the devolved assembly. The devolved assembly doesn't exist at the minute because the unionists and Republicans can't sit down together and agree on anything. Britain could force an abortion law through in Northern Ireland, and some conservative MPs have demanded that Theresa May do so. but it's incredibly unlikely because, as you remember, not long after Brexit, she called the general election attempting to strengthen her own position, and she ended up losing her majority. She's now supported in government. She's only in government. She's only Prime Minister because Northern Ireland's hardline Democratic Unionist Party offers her support in Parliament, and therefore, at the minute, it seems to me impossible that she could get this this law passed.
Yeah, a deep double irony, it would seem, in that respect. So, well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time, Jason.
Thank you, Alan.
All the best, Jason Walsh, Paris-based European correspondent for a number of papers, including the New European of the UK, Sunday Business Post of Ireland, the Straits Times of Singapore, and the Christian Science Monitor in this country.